Morning Madhouse, don't stop. Yeah.
You can't stop, baby. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. We out you. We up in it, boy. That's right. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Clocking in for y'all this Thursday. 49 degrees. Today's high is 67. That will be your high for the day. Partly cloudy skies kicking off your morning. Sunshine later on this afternoon, just like yesterday. And boy, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Woo, boy, gonna feel like Florida outside. It's gonna be 85 with pretty skies. Woo, and y'all on that stay at home order. I say y'all, I mean, I'm on it too, but I get to report to work, so I got my paperwork to come to work. But and this weekend is gonna be beautiful, and it kind of starts today. 67 today with sunshine more often, or more likely than not, this afternoon, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all 85 degrees. You know, this is the weekend that Carowinds was supposed to open.
For real?
Yes, sir. This was the weekend Carowinds was supposed to open. I was supposed to be on the ferry right about now.
Right.
But it's all good, you know. We got to abide by the rules that they have set placing forth us. And in the madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up, the comedian, bye-bye!
I say good morning.
Everybody on the east.
Good morning.
Everybody on
good
the west.
Good morning.
Everybody on
good
the south.
Good morning.
Two thumbs up
good
for the north.
Good morning.
What's up, baby?
What's happening, baby? Feeling good.
You might as well feel good because you're going to be in doubt.
I know. But I'm feeling better as a person.
Well, that's good.
How you doing, man?
How was
your night? How was your quarantine night?
I was actually out in the street.
Man, sit your ass down. See, you be one of the ones that everybody get mad at.
Well, they can be mad. Somebody got to go out here and service the people. So, you know, we be out every night.
No, they don't, Larry. Not right now. You supposed to sit your ass down.
Nah, it ain't like that, brother. Some people...
You got ADD. That was it.
Nah, it's not that. It's just, you know, there's really a need for people that need to be serviced. So I'm out here with the people that are servicing the community, especially the homeless community and the elderly community, because a lot of these feeding programs have cut off. So with the feeding programs that are cut off, you know, the homeless community, they are not getting fed. They're not getting clothed. They're not getting the sanitation items that they need. So I'm a part of the program, a part of some of the charities that adhere to helping out the homeless brothers and sisters. So that's what we've been going out and doing each and every day. We ain't just out there. We out there going to visit camps. We out there going to visit, you know, some of the homeless people out on the wall and making sure they got food, shelter, and sanitation. Somebody got to do it because the National Guard, the Army, the City Council, they not doing it. So we have been appointed by the Lord to go out there and do the Lord's work. Is that okay with you, big dog?
No, you in one of the main communities that's high for the corona.
It's actually not.
The elderly.
Oh, well, yeah, the elderly, but somebody got to service them, bro, you know. Somebody got to do it.
I understand exactly what you're doing. Because you got to sit down first.
Huh? I'm sitting down right now.
No.
I'm sitting down right now.
You over there shaking hands and kissing babies.
Nah, I ain't kissing and I ain't shaking no hands. It's more like a foot tap or elbow bump. We ain't know that shaking.
Don't touch me. We ain't got the touch to say hello.
And we take necessary precautions. Just like the healthcare professionals that got to get up and go to work. I'm in the same realm, in the same boat, bro. When it comes to service in the community, it's just what I was. This is what I was put on earth to do. So I'm just trying to fulfill my godly duty.
I'm trying to do what my God told me to do.
What
the corona
you know
is
what,
telling
you
me.
Know what I'm saying? Because people thought Noah was
Why
crazy. When he told them that the flood was coming, they thought he was crazy. But he would just set out to do what his God told him to do.
First of all, people thought
Jesus was crazy.
First of all, y'all don't even have a Bible in the Jehovah's Witness place.
Yes, what are you talking about? Have you ever been? You don't know.
Y'all don't even have a Bible there.
Yes, we do. That is so... But y'all maybe cuss. That is so dumb to even think that. That is so dumb.
You don't even have a Bible.
Yes, they do. What do you mean?
Y'all don't even have windows. So how you gonna have a Bible?
They have windows in the front. Just don't. If you want to see what's going on in there, walk in the building.
Cult.
It ain't no damn cult. You know what's a cult? You know what's a cult? All y'all to get y'all past all y'all money. Pastor is calling around right now to my name of 10%.
Jehovah Witness is a cult.
Hey, that's what you think? Then that's what you
think. Oh, let me stop. I'm just playing for all y'all.
Yeah, you're right. Because my mama going to call up in a minute.
For all y'all sensitive.
My mama going to call up in a minute. It's going to be a different type of
cult. Miss Judy still practices Jehovah Witnesses?
Yes, she do.
What you call it?
What you mean? What you call it?
You know how it's Judaism and... Well, I guess it's Jehovah Witnesses.
Yeah, that's what you call it, dummy.
Jehovah Witnesses. I don't know. Y'all ain't got windows, so I don't know what y'all be doing.
Have you ever been?
No, I've never been.
Okay.
I know quite a few Jehovah Witnesses, though.
Yeah. Pretty good people like that.
Yeah. You know, I'm just be messing around.
Yeah, okay.
But people, you know, sensitive out here in
these streets. You right. They are sensitive. I'm not sensitive to it.
Yeah, I know you not.
That's what my mama doing. You ain't gonna talk about
it. I tell you what, nobody better knock on my damn door. Talking about Jehovah's Witness now.
Are you ready for the return of Jesus?
I want to know, has anybody ever actually sat and talked to a Jehovah's Witness when they knocked on the door?
Yeah, I have.
Because you was one. That don't count.
Actually, I wasn't. So don't stop putting me in people's religion, because you can't do that. If you can't put me in nobody's fraternity, you can't put me in nobody's religion.
Wait, what? That's two different.
No, it's not. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. You can't just throw people in somebody's religion. What do you mean? You can't just do that.
If you grew up around it, then you
got to be baptized to be in it. And I was never baptized, sir.
They say legacy. Use a legacy Jehovah.
Nah, they don't do that. They ain't got windows. What do you mean? You don't know what they doing in there. You ain't never been. You ain't never been. How you know what they doing? You don't know what they doing.
I ain't messing with you today. It's too hot. It's hot in the studio.
It is hot. They trying to kill us today.
They're trying to get this Rona out. That's what they doing.
No, yeah, you might be right, because they say the Rona dies in the heat.
That was it.
I think that's what they doing this morning. Hey, listen,
we
got an action-packed show for y'all. Actually, yesterday I caught up with the mayor, so I'm gonna let y'all hear this interview later on in the morning, probably in our 8 o'clock hour. And of course, we still got a crazy news story for y'all. And we talking everything Corona. You know, the stay at home order goes in effect today, this morning at 8 a.m. What does that mean for you? We're going to break it down for you. All right, let's get it started this morning with today's inspirational power word of the morning. Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Ford Community Church.
Good morning. This is Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your...
I know that's right. Declare you made it. I declare I made it, baby. Never
would have made it. Come on now.
There it is. I never could without you in my life. No matter what Burpert say, we ain't got windows in the kingdom. We still end up making it.
Or Bibles.
We do got a Bible, Burpert. What you think they use it? I just want to know what you really think.
What do they call the Bible in the
Jehovah's Witness? The Bible, place? Dumb in the Bible. What do you mean?
If it ain't a church, what is it called?
It's called a Kingdom Hall, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's a cult.
You gonna stop calling people religion a cult, man? You can't call nobody religion a cult.
Yep. That's a secret gathering.
It's not a secret gathering. You can come as you are any day of the week, because they go 17 days a week.
They got blueprints to the banks and all the Federal Reserve buildings.
Bring your watchtower and your wake and your Bible.
Man, that's all made me think of something, baby. So, you know, some people can't relate to that type of religion. But you got that street religion.
Street religion.
Yeah. Some of them relate. We're going to have to drop that again. We're going to have to drop that again. Never could have made it
without you. Okay. Oh, Lord. No, you
Uh-oh.
Didn't.
Uh-oh.
No, you
Uh-oh.
Didn't. No, you didn't.
Sometimes Jesus got to get in your spirit a different way. Hey, Jesus in my heart. Jesus in my heart.
Wait a minute. Y'all, they don't put Trillville behind.
Jesus in my heart.
I'm done with
Jesus
all y'all
in my
heathens.
Heart.
The corona, this is why the coronavirus is out here right now, because y'all damn heathens.
Jesus in my heart.
Bye, perfect.
This is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill.
Way more fresher.
Charlotte's number one for hip hop and R&B.
All day, every day.
And your home for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Every morning.
Here on Power 98.
I cannot believe y'all put Marvin Sapp behind Trillville Some Cut and then broke it down. You know what? I'm sick of y'all. No, don't you do it. I'm not playing with y'all, and we on a stay-at-home order coming up in 2 hours. Rod Wave, Lil Durk, coming up, your Madhouse question of the day. Hashtag MHQOTD. Hard on Ice remix. I don't know what I'm going to do with him, Lord. It's Power 98.
Heart been broke so many times.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. Time to hit the hashtag. Hashtag MHQOTD. STD. Your madhouse question of the day.
Good morning.
Not that, man. Wrong. No, no, computer.
What you doing, Larry?
There it goes.
Let's talk about who? What? Let's talk about. Let's talk about who? What?
Your Madhouse question of the day is being brought to you by Novant Health. You already know what time it is. We know that the coronavirus is affecting all our daily lives. For up to date, up to the minute developments, log on to power98fm.com. And if you are experiencing any symptoms or if you have any health questions, you can call 1-877-9-NOVANT. That's 1-877-9-NOVANT.
And using the hashtag MHQOTD, today we want to know, what's the first thing you doing when you get out? What's the after this thing?
Because if you've never been locked up,
which I have never been,
I stopped through there a few times. I didn't really stay, but I stopped through a few
never
times.
Never been arrested, locked up, nothing.
For real,
one of the only brothers I know that has not seen the inside of a jail.
Ever, never.
I seen it a couple times, but none of them was my fault. Okay, maybe one.
Of course it ain't your fault that you're locked up. Shut up, Larry.
No, for real. No, I'm being serious, though. Like, one time a friend used my name and got me locked up.
I know. I do remember you telling us about that story.
So it really wasn't my fault.
Your friend.
Well, you might be right.
All right, so, well, we're asking you this question because we about to do a three-week bid, basically. You about to be quarantined in the house, and you only get to come out for essential things. So, After you finish this 3 week bid of quarantine of the stay at home order or the stay in place shelter, what's the first thing you're doing when you get out, boss? Mm. What's the first thing you're gonna do when you get out, Sharp?
Well, I'm gonna get on 485
with that CBD.
Because I'm gonna tell you one thing: if you're a minority and you're out right now smoking anything, boy, you are going under the jail.
You got 2 more hours, big dog. It starts at 8 o'clock.
Get the riding, because I'm going to tell you, you've been talking about they pull you over for no reason before.
Oh.
They got one now.
Yeah, they really don't need one right now. It's just you out. I need to know what you're doing, sir. What are you doing, sir? But, you know, first thing I would do, I'm going to just go take a long drive.
That sounds like you lying.
No, I'm just dead serious. I'm going to just take a long drive and just go soak in the air, baby. Just let me feel the air hitting my lungs.
Inhale didn't sound too healthy, man.
So says the brother who was out for 8 weeks.
That's how I know.
You been out on quarantine. You going to talk about me.
Your inhale sound a little cloudy.
What's the first thing you going to do is shut up, boy? What's the first thing you going to do?
What's the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to go to every restaurant that was closed just because.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That's what I'll probably do. I'll probably go somewhere and dine in. Because you're not going to be able to dine in for a minute.
I might go to the movie.
And you ain't going to be able to go to the movies. Yeah, that's a good thing, Bert. You're right.
I'm a movie guy.
Yeah.
But they're putting all the movies on demand now.
They are. And they're putting them on there fast. Like
Invisible Man.
It's on there. As well as Quinn. What's the Harley Quinn movie? Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That's on there, too. It just dropped the other day. So, all right. Hit the hashtag. What's the hashtag, Burp?
Hashtag MHQOTD. You can find it on my Instagram page at I Am Burpee, B-U-R-P-I-E, all one word. And you can find it on that guy's Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry. Hashtag MHQOTD. What are you doing when this mandatory stay-at-home order is lifted?
The first thing you're going to do.
The
and, of course,
thing.
You can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me
that. Radio. Got to hit his No cap.
Burpee got it for you. What you got for me, Burpee?
Last night, DJ D-Nice. Everybody's been talking about him because of the DJ sets he's been doing on Instagram Live. He went live on Instagram yesterday at 6:30 with Michelle Obama. They had a couch party. They did the couch party, and they wanted to register voters with this party. It was a voter registration live set. They did it at 6:30. By 7 p.m., they had over 50,000 people register to vote.
That's dope.
They started at 6:30. By 7 p.m., they had over 50,000 people registered to vote, man. Shout out to...
Call on me. I got my hand up. Call on me.
Okay.
Call on
yes,
me.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, will the people be able to go outside to vote? That's the question. You got all these people registered to vote, but will they be allowed outside to go vote?
Yeah, voting ain't till November.
Yeah, look like we're going to be in bondage until 2025.
Not bondage.
That's what it feel like. It feel like bondage.
Shout out to the Obamas, man. Shout out to Michelle Obama. That was real dope. She said, in this tough time, music can comfort us and bring us together. That's why I can't wait for the When We All Vote hashtag couch party with a featured live set from DJ D Nice. He'll keep our volunteers motivated with some tunes as they help register voters. So shout out to the Obamas, man. DJ D Nice, he blew up because Obama was simply in his comments and everybody started watching him do his DJ set. And it took off. Now he's doing a quarantine party. And he did a couch party yesterday.
That's dope.
Got 50,000 voters. Shout out to them, man.
They call me D-Nights.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Wale, Jeremiah, we on chill. 624 is Charlotte's plug. It's Pod 98. Yes, sir. Crazy news for y'all. Y'all know how we do each and every Thursday. Wow. Each and every Thursday, we have a crazy news story for y'all. And this Thursday, what we talking about, Bert?
This news story is crazy to me. For all you Carolina Panther fans out there, the Carolina Panthers, if you haven't heard, they released Cam Newton on yesterday. It was official. They released him.
Tuesday? Yes.
They released it Tuesday. Now, the release saves them about $19 million in cap space, and they had also signed Teddy Bridgewater to a three-year, $63 million contract. But Cam Newton has been released. Now, it was already beef before because they said they are allowing Cam to seek a trade, and he said he don't want to be traded. He don't want to leave Carolina. They forced his hand They forced his hand into a trade if that's what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think other teams were willing to pay the high price for Cam Newton. And also, they probably had questions about his health. So the Carolina Panthers released him instead. Cam Newton is now a free agent. And he's on this market. I don't get it. I don't understand this. I get it. You come in, you got a new owner, you got a new coach. They're coming in and they clean the house. But normally when you get a new coach like that, they draft a quarterback that they want to build with. You going to sign Teddy Bridgewater? Nothing wrong with Teddy. He was nice in college. He got hurt, and he missed 2 years of his career in the NFL, but he's not proven. Okay. Teddy Bridgewater's not proven.
What's the question to the people?
The question to the people is, what y'all feel about it? Shout out to America.
Shout out to America. Crazy that Cam Newton, after nine seasons, is leaving the team, forced out by the Carolina Panthers.
He's forced out.
Forced out by the Carolina Panthers. What do y'all have to say about it? Y'all haven't had a chance really to talk about this, Charlotte America. Right. So we wanted to discuss this with y'all this morning, Charlotte America. Cam Newton, ladies, fellas, kids alike, all got love for Cam here in Carolina. Yeah. 570 WPEG. What y'all feeling? What y'all feeling about the Cam Newton release from
it's
the Carolina
stupid.
Panthers? It's Pod 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Could you use a little help getting to the bag?
I go get me a bag out the globe.
Stunna for Vegas and Power 98 are here to help during this tough time.
Stunna for Vegas, the Rich Youngin is in the building. Power 98 is always taking care of the city. Of course, I had to get with them
to give away some of my money.
$500, seven times a day.
They say you all about money. Yeah, I'm on that cash.
Listen up each weekday at 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 noon, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m., and 8 p.m. Enter the contest in three ways. Enter the keyword on the station's mobile app. Enter online at power98fm.com or by texting the keyword to 45911. We'll call you back if you've won a $500 cash prize and qualify you for the grand prize. $10,000. Get closer to Stunner for Vegas' money and close to the music.
What's popping in Stunner for Vegas? Make sure you keep it locked here on Charlotte's Plug for your chance to win some of my money exclusively on Power 98.
Starting Monday.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. You know the coronavirus has hit the community hard. They hit the whole America hard. That's why Novana Health is here to get you quick access to the care you need. If you are experiencing symptoms, connect to care through MyChart by signing up at MyNovant.org or by calling the coronavirus helpline at 1-877-9-NOVANT. That's 1-877-9-NOVANT.
From the True Lion Federal Credit Union
There in the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Crazy news story. That's crazy. What we talking about, Bert?
Cam Newton, man. We talking about Cam Newton. He was released by the Carolina Panthers on this past Tuesday. As of right now, Cam Newton is a free agent on the market. We wanted to know, Charlotte America, what y'all felt about Cam being released from the Carolina Panthers. We asked y'all, and boy, y'all called up here and told us how you felt. Good morning.
Hey, man, Cam ain't never been that good, so I don't even see why y'all married.
Why you don't think he's been that good? He's 2015 MVP, number one overall pick. I just seen him put out a list of number one overall picks. Cam tops the
Rookie
list
of the, year.
Of the last 14 number one overall picks. How you going to say he ain't never been that good?
He ain't that good. Okay, prime example. If they don't beat Alabama, he don't even get drafted, bro.
But see, that's what I did do. It's a lot of ills, bro.
But what I'm saying is, like, what since then, what has he did? You know, he had one 2015 MVP season.
He was also Rookie of the Year.
Man, come on, bro.
He leads the Panthers in pass yards, pass TDs, and rush TDs.
Okay, and they ain't anybody but Jake Malone. Come on, bro.
You said what make him that good.
You ain't comparing him to nobody, though, bro. Thank you. You ain't comparing him to nobody. I like y'all trying to make comparisons to Tom Brady or Dan Marino. Man, this dude, he did the same thing that Donovan McNabb did. Come on, now.
Donovan McNabb also went to a Super Bowl.
Okay, then. And lost.
Cam went to a Super Bowl.
And lost.
It's a team sport, though. He ain't lose by himself.
What makes him not good?
I tell you what. Is he worth $19 million a year?
Yes.
How you figure? I didn't think so.
A 6'8", 280-pound quarterback that can throw the ball from one end of the field to the other and can run? Yeah, he worth $19 million.
It ain't worth a hill of beans if you can't hit your target. Come on, bro. They drafted Kevin Benjamin because they felt like Steve Smith was too short for Cam to be thrown to. So they went and got a big receiver. He overthrew him. Come on now. You went and got a fast receiver so they could jump around. So he could just throw the ball up and he could not go track it down. He still couldn't hit a target. Come on, bro. Cam, sorry.
He needs to be
XFL need him.
He took a whole team to the Super Bowl.
He took a whole team to the Super Bowl. He will be on somebody else's team, and then easy. I think you have something else.
Redskins will take him.
XFL will take him.
Nah, I don't think he's going. I definitely don't think that's going to happen.
The Carolina Redskins will take him.
I take a bet on that he ain't going to the XFL.
Oh yeah, nah, he ain't going to XFL.
Exactly. All right, big dog.
All right.
Get out my phone with that mess this morning.
Talking that noise, boy.
Talking about he ain't that. Man, y'all kill me with that. Stop it, Paul.
Give me no stats.
I don't know what stats
ain't give
you
me no
at.
Stats. Give me numbers. You can't, show he you ain't
can't
no
even,
good.
You can't even win on Madden. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, baby? How you feel about Cam being released by the Panthers?
Well, all I'm going to say is since Cam Newton is a free agent, I'm a free agent too because I'm no longer a fan.
You sound like me and Tom Brady right now.
I don't even care no more because I feel like it's wrong.
Yeah, I retired from football too. You can retire with me.
Yeah, I'm going to soccer now. I ain't got time for it.
Not soccer.
I think I'm going to pick up lacrosse myself. You know any professional lacrosse teams? Because I think I just want to start watching lacrosse.
Shut up, fool.
After this, what happened this NFL season? I don't know. I think I'm going to just root for all my homeboys. You know what I mean? Okay, so let me go through my list of homeboys that play football, that play professional or that is involved with the NFL. Brinson Buckner. He's out there in Arizona. He's a coach in Arizona. He's back in Arizona.
Right.
So I can root for them. Jair Alexander.
He's from Charlotte.
He plays for Green Bay.
Yeah.
He went to Rocky River.
Rocky River.
He plays in Green Bay. Thomas Davis. He's going to play for the Redskins. I don't know if I can root for
him. Come on now. Come on now. Come on, TD.
I don't know if I can root for the Redskins.
I've seen that TikTok you did too, boy. Come on, TD.
Now, the TikTok that TD did was dope. Him and his wife, Kelly. Flip the switch with him from the Chargers to the Redskins.
Boy, that was fire.
That was fire.
I need all that Redskins souvenir, baby.
Now you want some gear.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I ain't want none of that Carolina mess.
That's why I can't do it. See, I had to agree with you. And then, my homeboy sent me. Nunu and my homeboy Zorro, they all like Tampa Bay. We know what's happening down in Tampa Bay. So I don't know, man.
Nobody cares what's happening in Tampa Bay. They're going to be highly disappointed this year.
Let me ask you one question.
What?
I'll ask you in a minute. Good morning.
Paladier, good morning.
What's up?
What up? What you feel about Cam Newton being released by the Panthers?
Good thing. Glad he gone.
Why you feel like that, big dog? He did a lot of stuff for the community of Charlotte. He inspired the kids. He had the whole city dabbing. Why you feel like that, big bro?
That's true, but it's time for change, man. It's a business. You know what I mean? We got to win games. It's still a business at the end of the day.
All right. Thank you, big bro.
Right.
I can't believe y'all acting like this.
I really can't. Y'all ain't no real Panther
fan. You know, them part of Dallas Cowboy fans calling in because, you know, if you grew up in Charlotte and before the Panthers got here, a lot of people were either Dallas, Redskins, or Falcon fans.
Yeah.
Or Steeler fans. But mainly Cowboy or either Redskins fans. So we have a lot of real Charlatans who are Dallas fans or who are Redskins fans.
I can't believe they saying it. Cam Newton just in 2018. 3,395 passing yards, 24 touchdowns, 13 picks, had a quarterback rating of 94.2 and a completion percentage of 67.9. So pretty much 68% completion percentage. And that was in 2018 before he got hurt. No, that was with the bad shoulder.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, the thing about it is, man, he, outside of football, he's done a lot of stuff for the city of Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
That's what gets me. Like, he's done a lot of stuff for this community. And, you know, Cam, shout out to you. Wherever you decide to land, man, you know, shout out to you. I just appreciate you being a man off the field.
Right.
You know, what you do on your job, that's what you do. You know what I mean? That's what you do to earn your money. But outside of that, Cam was big in the community. I you know, as far as his programs that he instilled in the community, mm-hmm. everything he did for the kids, everything he did for the high schools, the middle schools, and the elementary, that's what I appreciate about him. Because a lot of people on that platform and that plateau, once they get to a certain level, they don't do
that.
So shout out to him. And he did it. When it came to kids and the stuff that he did for kids, man, come on, man.
That alone
right there.
He had the Thanksgiving jam where
every year.
I hosted the last two.
1,500 kids.
If not more.
Kids every
2,000 kids. Yeah. All of them at top.
Book bag drives. Donated over 50,000, over almost 100,000 to Thomas Burr Elementary. Donated money to Harden. Come on, man. Like, outside of football, you got to respect him for that. And I think he deserved more respect than y'all two
the
gentlemen.
The way that they treated him.
That y'all called in and said this morning. So, coming up, man, we're going to let y'all shine because y'all tripping this morning.
This is WPEG Concord Charlotte Gaston, your rock.
No Living Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, man. Shout out to everybody out there shining. You got somebody you need to let shine. 570 WPEG. Charlotte, you got somebody you need to let shine, big dog.
Yeah, you know the usual, man. I want to let the first defender shine. I want to let Larry shine for allowing us to have somewhere to work. Thank you, Larry.
It's my fault. I mean, it's okay.
Well, what do you think about it? I could have been in sales. You know, they working at home. I could have been in the back office. They working at home. And Larry provided me somewhere where I can feed my... Thank you, Larry.
Okay, you're welcome, big dog. I appreciate you coming in and working, too.
I'm here.
Burp, you got somebody you need to let shine this morning?
Nah, I don't got nobody I need to let shine.
You got nobody on your shine list?
Nope,
I got on my shine list this morning? I want to let my son, Traylon, shine, man. He's been doing his thing. He's working. He actually has to work amidst this coronavirus because he works at the airport. He just recently bought his own vehicle. So just want to tell him to keep up the good work, man, and keep on shining and doing your thing, big dog. Man, coming up, we got to know the name of news, man. We got it for y'all coming up right around 7:24. We're going to let y'all know what's going on in the world of entertainment. Shout out to everybody out there doing their thing. It's Pod IDA.
It's necessary. It's crazy. It's neat.
You be my baby, yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Now we're on the countdown to the stay at home order. You're about 40 minutes away from that, which takes place this morning at 8 a.m. And coming up, we're going to be talking to your mayor in our 8 o'clock hour about 8:25 this morning. She's going to step in. I actually spoke to her yesterday and play this interview back that talked to her about the stay at home order, what you can do, what you don't supposed to do. All the information is in there. We're going to drop it in our 8 o'clock hour about 8:25 this morning. But Shark has been over there researching this stimulus package that we're supposed to get from your president. And from Congress. What we got, Shaw?
The money on the way. To make a long story short, you're getting $1,200 if you're just a single person. If you're a couple, you're getting $2,400 and $500 per child. That's if you make under $75,000.
So if you make under $75,000 and you're married,
you're getting $2,400 each child. If you make under $75,000 and you're single, you're getting $1,200 a month.
$1,200.
Yes.
Okay. $1,200 check.
$1,200.
Okay. And then
I don't know if it's a month or if it's one check.
I think it's just one check.
Yeah. So you're getting that.
So what happens if you make over $75,000?
You're going to get about $700.
Oh. Okay. That ain't bad.
I mean,
better than getting nothing. But it's a catch to it. If you didn't file your 2019 tax return, then you don't even qualify.
So attention, all my self-employed business runners. If you didn't file or if you did, You got nothing coming.
So if you didn't file your 2019.
So they're going off your 2019 taxes. They didn't say an amount you have to make. They're just saying if you file 2019. So I'm going to look into more of that to see if it's a certain amount you need to file before you get anything. But I'm guessing long as you filed, you're going to get something.
You should be good.
It's going to prove you're a citizen.
Yeah.
And you're legal.
But if you didn't file, it's old for you.
Yeah. Boy, you better find your hustle. Uber, Lyft, and Amazon is hot. That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
Coming up, man, we got your Nosy Neighbor News. Up next, man, news about Jay-Z. He's doing something real big during this time. And, of course, everything that's shaking the entertainment, we got it for you coming up next, man. Like, a lot of these celebs are going live. And Cardi B was speaking out yesterday. Right after this, DJ Mustard Ride and Rich going to let you know all that. It's Powered Out of the Age. Yes, sir. Miss Jessica's out today, so we're holding it down. And, of course, we got your Nosy Neighbor News for you. Burp, what we kicking it out with?
Well, you know, celebrities are going live on their Instagram pages because they don't, you know, they're not working right now. They don't have any work, so they're trying to figure out other things to do to keep people entertained and keep themselves entertained. Well, North Carolina's own Afion Crockett went on live, and he went on live with comedian Godfrey. And they had a conversation with each other as Russell Simmons and Steve Harvey.
No, that's crazy.
And Godfrey has the best Steve Harvey impression I have ever seen or heard in my life. I don't know where this came from. It literally came out of the blue. But they were having a conversation as those two, and it was hilarious. This one was hilarious. I'm trying to pull up piece of it, but I'll show it later.
Speaking of celebrities and entertainment, Cardi B was on her page yesterday, and she spoke out about, you know, her doing entertainment stuff and her entertaining her fans is talking about the coronavirus. And she kind of alluded to a conspiracy theory. So after she talked about that and talked about your president talking about celebs getting tested, she said a lot of people were confused because if we don't have tests, how are celebs getting tested? She said, you know, so she alluded to a conspiracy theory. Well, you know who jumped on and said, hey, Carter, sit down somewhere with this conspiracy theory? Idris Elba, because he was recently tested and was found out that he had the coronavirus. So he told Cardi B basically, hey, chill out, little mama, with all that. Chill out, little mama.
He did say that.
D-Nice, you know, D-Nice was on. DJ Shark, you and DJ Shark were telling us about this earlier. DJ Nice and DJ D Nice and Michelle Obama. What was they doing with this couch party?
They had a couch party on yesterday to get registered voters, get people to go out to register to vote. It was on Instagram Live. It was started at 6:30 p.m. By 7 p.m., they had 50,000 plus people registered to vote in this upcoming election for those who have never voted before. People who didn't know how to register to vote, They did it. They had a couch party, man. And it was, that was a dope idea. Michelle Obama got involved. She got DJ D Nice involved. You know, he was already famous. People knew who he was. But he blew up all during his quarantine because Barack Obama was in his comments watching his live while he was doing a DJ set. And I think they said he got over like 200,000 followers just that day alone because Obama was in his comments.
That's dope.
Shout out to him. That was a dope thing that they did. Shout out to him and Michelle
Obama. Hey, man, I interviewed Obama before, man. You jump on mine. I need some more followers, too. I'm trying to make it to the get money level, too. All right, man. Shout out to what? I'm dead serious.
What Obama, you doing that I he want to see? What you doing that he want to see?
Don't worry about that. Me and Obama, we got an understanding. shout out to, speaking of understanding, Jay-Z understands that a lot of folks are at home. So Tidal, him and Tidal got together and they're launching free hip-hop and R&B live streams for non-members. It's going to include Jay-Z, J. Cole, and Beyonce. It's going to be a 12-hour stream and it starts Saturday. It starts Saturday. So go download Tidal right now. It's free for members and non-members. So you don't even have to be a member to get this free R&B and hip-hop live stream starting.
I'm going to watch that.
Saturday. Jay-Z, J. Cole, Beyonce already signed up, and they said it's going to be more performance. This is going to be dope.
Yeah, it is.
It's going to be dope.
I can't wait for that.
So right now what's going on amidst coronavirus is who's the most entertaining celeb on Instagram. And my most entertaining celeb on Instagram, Boosie Badass. Boosie is winning hands down. I don't know if you follow Boosie, which is, oh, I think his page is Official Badass on Instagram on IG. Please go follow Boosie because he is so damn entertaining. I don't even think he got a rap no more. All he get, if he can get paid off his Instagram, he going to make a lot of money.
He don't have to rap no more. What's the last hit Boosie had?
The Everybody Ain't Your Friend remix with Mo3.
Yeah. I said hit.
Like I said, Everybody Ain't Your Friend with Mo3 and Bootsy Badass.
Yeah.
You ain't in the culture.
Jessica. The neighborhood.
Power 98.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. All right, you want to win these 5 shout-outs? Tell me what we said about Jay-Z, 570-WPEG. First caller through, you winning a 5. Shout out.
The Nosy Neighbor News is sponsored by... All right.
Hashtag Larry Matt is being brought to you by the Millennium Tour. You know they have rescheduled the Millennium Tour here in Charlotte for July 10th, 2020. If you already got your tickets, you're good. Just bring them and you are straight. If you need tickets, you can log on to power98fm.com and get you some tickets. And keep logging on as we will keep you abreast of what's going on with all your concerts and all the rescheduled dates. But yep, you can see Soulja Boy, Yin Yang Twins, Omarion, Bow Wow, July 10th right now is what they have for this rescheduled date, all right? Hashtag Larry Mad. I am mad at you folk who would not adhere to the stay-at-home orders. Certain cities have already been put on the shelter-in-place or stay-at-home orders. New York City, Baltimore, Memphis. I'm on Instagram and Facebook last night. Baltimore, they out there in the middle of the street talking about, we will not stand for it. We going outside. They about 400 deep. I look at another Instagram post in Memphis. They about 100 deep in the streets. Then I look at New York City. They out in the streets. Listen, Charlotte, America, we are about to go into this stay-at-home order coming up in about 18 minutes here in Charlotte, America. But in certain countries, you got to adhere to this order. Like, I was reading a story coming out of Rwanda. Yep, there's a story coming out of Rwanda. A man, they are also at a stay-at-home order. The man broke the order. He went out there, and he tried to go out, and he tried to go catch some fish. They told the man, don't come outside. Stay in the house. He went out there, he went fishing, and he got ate by a crocodile. The crocodile ate him up. See, that's what happened when you be disobedient. You know your mama told you a long time ago, a hard head make a soft ass. In this case, a hard head got your ass ate up. Hashtag Larry Man.
Don't live it, Larry.
Don't sit down.
Don't sit down.
Everybody.
Don't sit down.
You ain't working.
Don't sit down. Don't sit down.
Don't sit down.
Don't sit down.
Don't sit down. Hey, here come. But that's how you go in the mix. You go back and sit down.
Go sit down.
The stay-at-home order is now officially in effect. If you're out, you can be stopped for anything. They want to know, if you do get stopped, where the hell is you going? You better have a direct destination, okay? But they really, really want you to take this time. Just sit it down. Just sit it down for a minute, unless you got somewhere to go. If you need to go to the grocery store, go ahead. You got to go get gas, go ahead. You got to go get medicine, go ahead. You got to go check on a sick family member, go ahead. You got to go provide services. You work for a charity organization, go ahead. As a matter of fact, everything you can and cannot do coming up, we got Mayor Valaz is going to be tapping in with us right about now. We got to get Burpee's thoughts.
Sometimes I had them thoughts. Sometimes I had them thoughts.
It's Thursday, Larry. One of my favorite days of the week. I ain't did it in a while. I missed it. Larry, hit my hot key.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Yes, yes, yes.
He was on quarantine.
Like, shut up. Let's play a game of who said this dumb stuff.
Okay.
People are dying who have never died before.
Oh, that one's easy, right? Call on me. Call on me.
You got your hand raised.
I got my hand raised.
Who is it, Larry?
Donald Trump.
Donald J. Damn Trump. Larry, hit my hot
key. Shut your dumb ass up.
He need to.
Shut your dumb
people
ass
are dying. I don't think you can die and then die again. That's not possible. You can't.
I hate him. I hate him, y'all.
Nobody is Lazarus. You can't come back from the dead and die again. This is not the zombie apocalypse, Donald Trump. You are so stupid as a president. Like, you're just dumb. You're a dumb human being. I don't care who disagrees with me saying that. You are an ignorant man who doesn't know about the situations of this country, and you are not qualified to speak on certain things. People are dying who ain't never died before. Because if they die, that's it, dummy.
You know what he meant.
Shut your dumb up. I don't. That one, I didn't know what he meant. Man, just imagine walking, looking at some, going to a funeral. Said, "Woo, boy, he ain't never died before."
Well, technically, he ain't. That's why he dead now. They're laughing at us in other countries.
Kim Jong-woo
in North Korea is laughing at us. I'm sick of them.
I wish he would have died before so I could have been prepared the second time. That's stupid.
Shut your dumb ass up.
Next one. Let me get to the list, man. Next on the list.
I hate him.
Next on the list. We gave Cam Newton permission to seek a trade. And he's one of the hardest working competitors in the NFL.
Call on me. Call on me. Call on me. Pick me. Pick me. I know. I know. Call on me.
Who said that, Larry?
That was the Carolina Panthers, Matt, whatever his
name. Marty Herney, specifically.
Yeah. Matt Marty Herney,
hey,
yeah.
General manager of the Carolina Panthers, a.k.a. Marty Herney, hit my hot
shit. Shut your dumb ass up.
He needs to. Stop lying. Shut on your this dumb man, Cam up. Newton, talking about y'all gave him permission to seek a trade. He didn't want to leave, stupid. You had just signed a whole new quarterback talking about you gave him permission to leave. Y'all don't do that. Don't do that to this man who did great things in the city of Charlotte and did great things for your organization, and then you just want to throw him to the wayside. Don't you do that. Larry, hit my hot key on Marty Herney. Shut your dumb ass up. Last but not least.
No. Let me see if I know this.
I don't know if you're going to get this one.
I'm a good student. I'm two for two right now.
Man, forget this stay-at-home order. I'm going to go wherever I want to go. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. This is just another way for the man to hold us down.
Call on me. Who you got? Who you calling on, bro? Who you calling on?
Go, Sean. Go,
somebody in front of the hood.
Call on me.
Who, Larry?
No Limit Larry.
Y'all both be all right. Both be all right. This is my homeboy said, man, forget that stay at home order. They're going to go arrest me. Yes, they will. Larry hit my hot key.
Shut your dumb
ass up. Oh, my homeboy, you better keep your ass in the house or they're going to take you downtown. That's all I got on the list today.
Woo, boy. I hate him.
And those for Burpee's thoughts. Think about it.
What you thought?
Could you use a little help getting to the bag?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know.
Man, these folks got to hit his
No cap.
Coming up, man, we're going to be talking to Mayor Von Liles as the stay-at-home order is now in place here in Charlotte, America. We're going to be talking to the mayor, and we updated y'all on this stimulus check that you're going to be getting. DJ Shark has been working on this story all morning.
Oh, have mercy.
Now, so break it down for the people one more time, big dog.
Okay. Now, I seem to not mention the 2018 taxes, and they all emailing Larry. So if you filed in 2018, you get paid.
Okay, so
if you didn't file in 2018, mm-hmm. they're just going to go off your 2019.
If you've already filed 2019, a lot of people have not filed their 2019 taxes.
Right. So if but you if didn't, you're going off 2018.
If you filed the 2018, so if you haven't filed 2018 and 2019, then you won't get a check.
Yeah, you did.
So now, how do the checks break down?
The checks break down. If you make under $75,000, you will receive $1,200 a month.
Not a month, $1,200 check.
Just a $1,200 check. Man, yeah. Sorry about that. And also, if you're a couple, you're going to receive $2,400 a month and $500 per child. If you make over $75,000, they're looking at about $700. So that's pretty much the breakdown. I think it's one check coming. I don't know the date that is coming, but it's coming.
Yeah. So they're saying that qualifying income levels will be based on 2019 federal tax returns, or if you haven't filed the 2019, it will be based on your 2018 return. If you filed neither, then you might as well return back home.
Uber, Amazon, Lyft are all hiring right now. You should check it out.
And a lot of fast food places are hiring delivery drivers because it's at an all-time high, and the all-time demand for it is at a high.
Right. So find a temp service right now, and you can keep the checks flowing.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to fight.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Quickie,
Fabio Foreign, baby, that Big Drip remix. You know who it is. Stay at home order now in place. Mayor Von Liles. Oh, y'all, we got an exclusive for y'all in Charlotte, America. And yes, y'all been looking for it. I seen y'all put out the APB. Y'all said, Mayor Von Liles, where's our mayor? So I called up on the phone. I said, man, you got to check in with the people. Mayor Von Liles, what's good?
Oh, everything is good. As long as we're social distancing and staying 6 feet apart and staying at home, we're going to be good.
So, you know, the mandate came down that we in Mecklenburg County are going to be under stay-at-home mandates.
Yes, that's right. We have looked at this, and you've heard the thing about flattening the curve, which really means don't have more cases of this awful virus than we need to have. And so to protect the entire community, each of us individually has to step up. Stay at home for 3 weeks. Let us know and see if we can get this tamped down over these next 3 weeks before we take or have to take another step. So it's important. It's what we're having to do.
So, Mayor, a lot of Charlottesians, when they saw this mandate come down, a lot of them began to panic because they didn't quite understand what they could be outside for. Can you break that down? Because, you know, we this morning we told them that you can go outside, you can get groceries, you can get gas, you can get your necessities. Can you kind of break that down a little bit?
Yeah, it's really important to know that we're not trying to limit people from being there, supporting their families, getting food for their families, whatever you think you have to have. But we just ask you to use common sense. Like, if you got to go to the grocery store, go to the grocery store. But you'll notice when you go to the pharmacy, they'll have those 6 foot lines taped off. You just need to practice that distance and not cough on people, wash your hands, use sanitizer when you go out and when you come back home. So yeah, going to, if you've got a doctor's appointment, go to the grocery store. You can actually go for a walk. Just again, not in a big group. When you're in a group like that, any cough can spread this germ, or this virus. It's not a germ, it's a virus. And it can settle on your skin and your clothes, and it can last between 2 hours, and sometimes if you put it on something like a countertop, it can last more than a day. We don't need to make people sick.
We don't need to make people sick. So a lot of people in Charlotte were concerned about, you know, what's going to happen with the homeless community, because, you know, the homeless community, they're living on the streets, and are they exempt from this mandate, or what's going to happen with those people?
You know, we've worked really hard, I have to say, with the homeless services people. We have actually rented 2 hotels. And one is for people that are homeless that show some symptoms. Doesn't mean that they actually have the virus, but they're showing some symptoms. And they're staying in that hotel so the healthcare professionals can take good care of them and monitor that. And then we're renting another hotel and really having to deal with people's families that already live in hotels. We are working hard to make sure that that is a safe environment for everyone. And we are asking people to come to the shelter.
get tested, get an idea, but we're sheltering people. We are putting people where we can find them. If they come in, we're going to put them someplace that they can be healthy.
And for the ones that can't get in the shelter or for some reason can't get to the hotel, what are they exempt or what's going to happen to them?
You know, the Mecklenburg County has always had people out in the camp.
Mm-hmm.
And they have gone out in the camps, and they're trying really hard to make sure that people get their temperature taken. We've got to all step up and do a little bit more, and I think the county has done a great job doing that.
So, you know, the question that we got asked a lot this morning was, you know, Mayor Vallas, a lot of people are going to be out, and police are going to mm-hmm. be patrolling. What happens if I get caught out? Do I need to? Because I was telling this morning, as long as you're going somewhere, you have to have a purpose for being out. So what happens if I get caught out by police or somebody?
Well, they're not going to go looking for you. Basically, what we're looking for are when we have groups of people gathering together. We're going to try to tell them and explain why we're doing this. Education is the first step.
Mm-hmm.
And so we tell people, this is what you need to do differently. And then I hope that people in our city will actually step up and do that. But yes, they have the right to arrest you or to give you a citation, but that should not be necessary. I mean, just like you said, if you got a purpose and you're going to work, if you're a healthcare worker, you're going to go to work. You don't need any document except the word to the police officer, this is where I'm going. And they're going to ask you, you know, if they can help you get there sometimes, I think, because we really want to make sure that people that are working are able to get to work for these essential services.
Mm-hmm. And I told people this morning, you know, starting at 8:01 a.m., you might be stopped for anything. Please comply with the officers and don't buck the system.
Right. There's no need to do anything except what you would ordinarily do. If the officer stops you, obey the officer. But I really don't think that this is going to be the issue, because what we've got to focus on now is health care.
Mm-hmm.
And our officers are wearing gloves. They're having hand sanitizer in their cars. We're taking all the precautions that they have to take as well. And so if you get stopped, all you have to say is, I've got a job, and it's essential. Or I'm going to work, or I'm going to the doctor, I'm going to the grocery store. And I don't believe that we're going to have any targeted enforcement. We will not have that.
Okay, Mayor Vallas is live with me. A lot of people were wondering if their job is essential, or how do they find out if their job is essential? How do they do that?
You go to the website, and the website is www.charlottenc.gov, and you can look at that. And then we also have a hotline number, which is 704-353-1926, 704-353-1926. And they can tell you what's in the order, what is essential. But this is what I say. Even if you have any doubt, think about this. If you go out today and you cough or you have some symptom and you pass it on to someone, is it worth what we were doing or what you had planned to do?
Mm-hmm.
But think about it, not just for yourself and your family, but other people in the community. Don't bring this stuff back into your house either. So I'm just hoping that people will understand how serious you have to take this.
And it ends April 16th at midnight.
That's right. That's the plan that we have, because the healthcare people have said we need to see if we can flatten the curve for these 3 weeks.
And
that will make a big difference.
And has there been an extreme increase of cases here in Mecklenburg County for the COVID-19 or the coronavirus?
We have continued to have increases every day. Today, we're up to 164 positive tests, people that have been tested positive with the virus. Now, we don't have, all of these people are not in the hospital. Most of this is about being quarantined. You've been tested positive. If you're able to get through the illness, then you're going to be okay. And so we're not saying call your doctor, look at your telemedicine doctor, do a number of things before you go to the emergency room. We want to preserve the emergency room and the testing for those people that have got showing lots of symptoms.
And Mayor Vallas, speaking of the test, you know, a lot of people are talking about, you know, the access to tests. Do we have an adequate amount of access to tests here in Mecklenburg County?
I don't think that anybody in this country has an adequate number of test kits. And test kits are not just what you've been seeing on television. They require chemicals and enzymes, all kinds of science that I don't understand. But what I would say to you is that we have escalated the ask. People have said, where have I been? I've been calling the White House. I've been calling our governor's office. I've been calling our senators and our representatives. And I've been describing what the healthcare people are saying, so that we can get more test kits. And I believe that we are in the best shape that we've been since March the 9th now.
Okay. Also, last thing, a lot of people are afraid and of the unemployment. They're saying they can't access their unemployment or they can't get access to the unemployment office and stuff like that. Do you know anything about that?
Well, you know, the governor has relaxed the restrictions on unemployment because you used to have to wait a number of days. You used to have to go to an office to apply. Mm-hmm. You can now apply for unemployment online. My understanding is the office is open 7 days a week now. They're processing claims, and they are trying really hard to be responsive. So go to ncdhss.gov. That's the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. And there's a link, to the Commerce Department so that you can fill out your application online. And that's going to move this thing along a lot quicker.
Mayor Valdez, what are you doing to stay safe?
You know, the hardest thing has been to be away from my grandchildren and my family. But I'm staying at home. When I have to go into the office, there are contracts and documents to be signed. I go in and do that. I'm trying to talk to the media more. But this has taken everybody for a loop. Mostly, I'm at home. I'm trying to make sure that I stay healthy by going for a long walk every day. And then just working hard to make sure all of our residents to manage this, making these tough decisions. It's not easy, but they're the right decisions to make, and I'm going to stand by them.
All right. Mayor Valdez, thank you for checking in with us. We really appreciate it. Stay safe, and hopefully we can flatten the curve of the coronavirus.
Thank you so much, Larry.
Thank you. Charlotte's plug.
And Murphy, I said hello, too, okay?
I definitely will. Olivia Larry, the morning man, how Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. That's right, man. You know, the stay at home order is in effect. Our producer, DJ Shark, is out there on the streets. Shark, what's going on out there in the city, big dog?
Uptown, it look like Sunday morning. I'm not sure if you ever traveled around Charlotte and uptown on Sunday morning. It's quiet, so it's like it's a few cars moving, but you can definitely see the difference in the community right now.
Right. From your standpoint, a lot of people are adhering to the stay-at-home order.
Yeah, from the looks of it, a lot of people not moving. I'm over at the bank. They opening, so I'm making a withdrawal in case something happens. But, yeah,
make sure you don't have on a ski mask while you're making that withdrawal.
Please.
No hoodies or nothing like that.
So is it a lot of traffic out this period, or when you left the station, was it a lot of traffic out?
I was on 277, and I want to say it was a car. I seen about three or four, maybe. Maybe rolled past me, one in front of me, one behind me, or something like that. But it definitely doesn't look like a normal morning in Uptown.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you checking in, man. Let us know what's going on out there in them streets, big bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. You know, the stay-at-home order is officially in effect. Started this morning at 8 a.m. We talked to Mayor Valdez. If you want to hear that interview, it's on our website at power98fm.com. You can go out and get groceries and gas and necessary things. Everything you can do, you can log on our website and see it at power98fm.com. And everything you're not supposed to be doing, you can also log on to our website and see it at power98fm.com. One thing you can do is turn up your radio, baby. Money Bag, yo, Black Youngster, 1, 2, 3, is Power 98.
It's 2020, and I ain't got time for no fake.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.